Mexican police killed the head of Mexico's bloodiest drug cartel last month and arrested his brother last week. Law enforcement officials along both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border fear violence will erupt as rival drug gangs fight for control over cross-border smuggling routes. From member station KPBS, Eric Kneeler reports from Tijuana, Mexico.
Since Benjamin Arellano Felix was arrested Saturday near Mexico City, police report 11 drug-related murders in Ciudad Juarez, a border town controlled by a rival gang. And just Monday night in the sprawling Mexican border city of Tijuana, an attorney with ties to the Arellano Felix cartel was slain in front of his apartment building. The head of Baja California's Attorney General's Office, Rogelio Delgado Neri, says Tijuana police are on the lookout for trouble.
Estamos atentos a cualquier cosa que pase y seguramente estamos en...
Delgado says that they are watching carefully to avoid any violence that may come in response to the death and arrest of the Arellano Felix brothers. A month before Benjamin's arrest, his brother Ramon was slain in Mazatlan in a shootout with police. Local authorities this week warned citizens of the possibility of retaliation from the remaining members of the Arellano Felix gang. U.S. and Mexican authorities say the Tijuana-based Arellano Felix cartel was responsible for more than 300 killings over the past 15 years, including two Tijuana police chiefs and a federal prosecutor. Drug Enforcement Special Agent Don Thornhill says the cartel was Mexico's oldest and bloodiest group.
This was a group that really went beyond the pale. They were so violent. Their use of indiscriminate killing, terror, and used against women and children and innocent people.
The 9-member Arellano Felix family carved a bloody trail across northern Mexico. They moved from the northwestern province of Sinaloa to Tijuana in the mid-1980s and quickly built an empire of real estate, pharmacy, and hotel businesses. They also turned to a more lucrative business, moving cocaine and marijuana across the border. They recruited wealthy sons of Tijuana's elite, the so-called narco juniors, as well as hitmen from San Diego street gangs. But William Gore, head of the San Diego office of the FBI, says despite the recent blows to the cartel, rival groups are eager to gain control.
We're not naive enough to think that, okay, this means that no more drugs are going to come into the United States through northern Baja and San Diego-Tijuana corridor. I mean, what we have to determine now is who's going to take control.
Gore believes that a rival Mexican gang will move in either through violence or a financial arrangement with the remaining family members. Despite the potential new threats, Gore says the cartel has been weakened.
The taking down of Benjamin and hopefully the death of Ramon last month in Mazatlan will send a message to a population that's been pretty much terrorized for the last decade that something can be done.
Gore says progress against drug trafficking has been steady under President Vicente Fox. Fox himself may hope for a political payoff for this recent crime fighting when he visits with President Bush later this month in Monterrey, Mexico. Deborah Myers, an analyst at the Washington-based Migration Policy Institute, says the cartel's demise helps Fox politically.
Certainly, the U.S. strengthens President Fox's hand because it shows to President Bush, to the Congress, that Mexico can, in fact, deliver.
Others aren't so sure that the arrests will result in lasting changes. The DEA's Thornhill says that drug trafficking through Baja California will continue as long as profits and U.S. demand for drugs remain high. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Tijuana, Mexico.